六创意健康店是一间最多元化选择的健康店，提供2000多种不同种类的健康食品和饮品、环保家居及个人用品、健康产品、营养补充剂、一系列健康书籍等等。六创意健康店，电话2882-4848，网址www.healthshop.com.hk。
以下节目内容纯属主持及嘉宾个人意见，与本台立场无关。
Dr. Five, welcome to Hong Kong again, and well, thank you for coming to our show. We know you are the world expert on coconut.Actually, I think the whole world should thank you for what you've been doing in the past 20 years. And I would like to start with the most important question. Why is coconut so good for health?
Well, coconut, particularly coconut oil, is different from most other oils, particularly because of its...fat content. It's made of a fat known as a medium chain triglyceride or a medium chain fatty acid, which is unique. Most fats in the diet don't contain this type of fat, and most of the health benefits that we get from coconut oil stem from this unique type of fat.
I understand that in the Philippines they call it God's medical chest.It seems that it's good for all kinds of curing with all kinds of situations. Why is coconut such a miracle?
Well, the medium chain fatty acids in coconut oil have unique properties that other fats don't have. Some of the properties include the antimicrobial properties, so it can help kill disease-causing bacteria, virusesand fungi. It can help balance blood sugar levels. It can help reverse insulin resistance. It has anti-cancer properties. On the skin, it has many properties too, so it's very healthy on the skin. Can also fight infections on the skin, improve skin health. It's good for your mouth and keeping infections out of the mouth.And so there are many, many health benefits that are associated with these medium-chain fatty acids.
Well, we understand that traditionally the Philippines have been consuming large quantities of coconuts and coconut oil. And then came people trying to say all kinds of bad things about the oil. Can you tell us the story again?
Yes.You know, back in about the 1980s, saturated fats in general were perceived as being unhealthy. And because coconut oil does have a high level of saturated fats, people assumed that coconut oil was also unhealthy, that it would promote heart disease. But the fats in coconut oil, even though... they are saturated, they're of a different type of saturated fat, these medium chain fatty acids, and they actually protect against heart disease, as well as I've mentioned, diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and they improve cholesterol levels, so they protect against heart disease. They don't promote heart disease.
I understand that people like you, the experts on coconuts, were fighting a hard battle with the establishment. From the statistics we read in your books, we know that since the Philippine people stopped consuming large quantities of coconut and coconut oil, their health declined tragically.And then there was coming back because of, you know, the contribution like yourself. Would you like to tell us what happened? I remember back in the early 1980s when I was in Britain, we were told that margarine is much better than butter. Well, that's part of the story, I suppose. And then actually, we turned to margarine, in those days.
That's exactly right. Back in those days, in the 70s, 1970s and 80s, there was this movement against the saturated fats, and so they promoted margarine as a healthy alternative to all saturated fats, including coconut oil. And, you know, it's interesting that even in countries like the Philippines that grew coconuts and people are raised eating coconut and coconut oil, they were given this false information as well. And so they backed off on consuming coconut oil. And it's interesting because the older generation continued to eat coconut oil because they grew up on it. And their parents lived to be 90 and 100 years old eating coconut. But the younger generation, the more educated, you know, Filipinos and others, believed the science that was going on. And so they backed off of it. And this happened not only in the Philippines, but all over the world, in all of the coconut growing regions. They'd let the coconuts drop on the ground and just rot because they thought they were unhealthy. But I started promoting that coconut oil was healthy, and I backed up everything I said by published studies. So it wasn't any of my ideas saying none of this. I took what was already been published and showed them the science behind it, showing that coconut oil wasn't bad. It doesn't cause heart disease. And it's really kind of interesting because when I went to the Philippines and started teaching them about this, they actually liked it. They absorbed it because their tradition was eating coconut oil. And they would come up to me and say, I knew coconut oil was good. I never believed that it was really bad. And so they were happy to hear the truth about coconut oil. And so now they've been embracing it again. Now there are still a lot of people that are hesitant to accept it because they've heard so much over the years that it's been bad. They have a hard time accepting it. But many, many, many people are now recognizing that coconut oil is a wonderful health food and they're embracing it into their diets.
Well, again, we should thank you for the effort. And you save, indirectly, the lives of so many people in that respect. Now, here is a sensitive question. I'm asking you point blank. We understand that there are large number of successful, good doctors being murdered in the United States and Canada recently. Something like 60 of them in the past 12 months. You know, many of them are chiropractors, naturopaths, or MDs turning against their tradition. You understand what I mean? Have you ever received any threats in any way?
I have not received any threats. I don't think of myself as being that popular of a person that they worry too much.
I totally disagree. I think you should be a very dangerous target. Now, in China, I'm talking about mainland China, I'm sorry to say that people got into trouble just by, you know, praising one or two products like mung beans or speaking against milk. And they lost their lives and they lost their career and they went to prison for all kinds of, you know, allegations. Now, so to me, a person like you should be, facing a lot of threats.
Well, when I published my first book on coconut oil, which was back in 2000, so it was quite a long time ago, there wasn't any books that promoted the use of coconut or coconut oil or any coconut product. And I knew then that I would face a lot of opposition because it was the first one. And I did. You know, a lot of people would laugh at the book. They refused to read the book. But if I could get someone to actually read my book, then I had a convert. And then they would share it with another person. They would share it with another person. So at first, I couldn't even get anyone to review the book for print, you know, couldn't get any publicity. But as people started reading it and passing the book around, then more and more people started to accept it. And so slowly I gained some acceptance that way. And I knew that there would be people who would say bad things about me and bad things about the books. And yes, there are people that say bad things about me and about the books. But I expect that, and I pretty much ignore it.
You know, things are happening as long as we remain on these sensitive lines. Well, personally, to be frank, I knew nothing about coconuts until I read your book some 5 years ago. You know, people in Hong Kong kind of ignored coconuts. Coconuts came into my life, you know, some 40 years ago when my younger sister got married. And when you traditionally, you know, when you are married into a man's family, they offer you something in return, and that is a pair of coconuts. You are supposed to plant it and make and enjoy the fruits years later. That was exactly what we did. That was the entire coconut story for me for some 30 years back. You see what I mean? And we didn't care to eat coconuts at all, except for dried, you know, though this very old coconuts, sometimes we use it for soup, and that was all. And then I read your book, and then people started mentioning your campaigns, and I was a total convert. And I started, I think I can claim to be the first promoter of coconut in Hong Kong after you. My radio programs, and you know what, the coconut prices in Hong Kong have doubled in the past 2.5 years. Okay, it used to be 1.5 US, and now it's doubled. how much would you cost back in Colorado, for example, for a young coconut?
For a young coconut, it would cost about $2 to $3 for one young coconut.
This was about the same here now, just because of you.
Well, it's interesting. We went to Hawaii and we wanted to buy a coconut, and it was $10.
No.
Yes.
They do grow coconuts there in Hawaii.
They do grow coconuts, but they don't sell them. They just let them drop. They don't sell them, so they import them from Thailand or the Philippines. I mean, that's ridiculous, but that's what they do.
I was in Hainan, the island. You know, Hainan is the southernmost part of China. It is almost tropical island. Okay. They grow a lot of coconuts, and in fact, the coconuts market in all over China used to be monopolized by Thailand, because they're still the only place by Hainan, only place they grow coconuts. But their coconuts are not sweet, and they just drink the water and throw it away. And it used to be extremely cheap. And now the prices are catching up because people started realizing that, well, this, there are all kinds of miracles with coconut meat and coconut water. And so I think this is a very useful trend. China is a big country with so many people, you know, all over the country, and they are start using coconuts at long last. Well, thanks to people like you for promoting it. Now, after the break, we would like to ask you about the use of coconut in our lives.